Hello at Marketing for Changemakers, the podcast for all social entrepreneurs who want to learn how to become successful in marketing and at the same time be transparent, honest, and sustainable. You want to have an impact and change the world with your business? Everyone should learn about your project. With Marketing for Changemakers, I will support you in all these questions. I will provide you with a lot of tips, insights, and ideas and show you how to create a successful marketing strategy that fits your sustainable business. My name is Zina, and I'm happy that you will listen to my podcast. Thank you so much. So welcome to another episode of Marketing for Changemakers. I'm very happy and glad to have you, Liz, as my guest today, and I'm very much looking forward to talk with you about personal branding, the importance of it, and also how you can develop your voice as a social entrepreneur. But before we get started, I would love to hear a little bit more about your personal and your business background. Can you maybe share some information with us?
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me. It's truly an honor. My name is Liz Grossman. I am based in New York City, Brooklyn specifically. And I've spent the past 12 years back and forth between West Africa, doing a variety of different activities, including being a student, working as a teacher in the classroom, consulting with governments, consulting for the UN, working at nonprofits, and launching my own business. So my passion and my heart is really to serve the African continent. And I'm now really expanding globally as I travel to different parts of the world.
Great. Sounds amazing. It sounds like you meet a lot of amazing people, a lot of people with strong personal brands, probably. Can you give some more information and some more details about your own business?
Sure. So my business is called Baobab Consulting. It was co-founded in Senegal with my business partner, who is Senegalese. And the business really started as a way for the two of us to find a project to work together. My business partner, Taib, had done a Fulbright scholarship in the US and was back in Senegal. And I'm an American who was living in his country of Senegal for 7 years. So we joined forces over our combined passions of education, employability, and entrepreneurship. So giving people education, the tools to be employed, and then helping them create businesses. So over time, the company has really morphed into a communications, public relations, and intercultural partnerships company that works with leaders in politics, business, academia, philanthropy, to craft the right messages, to share them, and to find the right partners to implement their vision. So we've worked with former presidents, we've worked with major international nonprofits, businesses, all who wish to work across cultures and particularly on the African continent.
So when did you start it? How long ago?
So technically, our official first meeting was in April of 2016 when I was still living in Senegal. The activities really, really kicked off when I moved to New York in September of 2016. So when I moved to New York was really when I was able to start. So I spent most of my 20s living in Dakar, Senegal. And one of the reasons for me to move back out of my beautiful city of Dakar was to get a better understanding of what's happening in my own country. My country was coming up onto a presidential election, which I didn't fully understand. And so when I moved back in September 2016 was really when activities really kicked off for us. We had worked in Senegal in August 2016 for the government, doing some business plan trainings. So that was our first project that we worked on together. But yeah, so since 2016, we've been at different projects.
And do you mostly work with entrepreneurs and people in Senegal, or do you also have clients in the United States?
Oh, we do not only work in Senegal. We have clients all over. I mean, we've worked in South Africa. We work in Malawi. We work in Mauritius. We work in Nigeria and also in the United States as well. And I think now, especially as, you know, as the world globalizes, even though I am American and my business partner is Senegalese, we've taken on new team members in different parts of the world. So now we have somebody who's in South Africa, somebody in Nigeria, and then across three different US cities.
Okay, but your focus is on the African continent.
Yes.
Okay, great. So maybe we can switch a little bit to the personal branding topic. So what do you think, how important is it for social entrepreneurs to develop a personal brand, especially right from the beginning? You said that you work with a lot of like presidents, former presidents, and did you also work with social entrepreneurs that were starting? And can you give some advices on the personal branding topic?
Sure. Yeah, our company works with social entrepreneurs at all levels, from the ones who are just getting started, from the ones who've been at it for, you know, for a good amount of time, and then the ones who've really made it. So we work with leaders of all different levels. And personal branding is very important for social entrepreneurs because at the end of the day, funders fund people. The business is important. The business model is obviously, you know, needs to be refined and needs to be honed. But at the end of the day, somebody who wants to invest needs to know that the leader of that organization is going to invest correctly and is going to be a good person to work with, right? So beyond just like being professional and knowing that this person has, you know, the academic or professional credentials to get, you know, to get the job done, they also need to know the person is likable and that the person is accessible to the communities that they aim to serve. So it's important to build that credibility and trust, not only just for the business, but for the people running the business.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think, how can you manage to build this credibility? What are some tips, some action steps?
Sure. I mean, first of all, I mean, what we always do with our clients, one of the first things that we do is goal setting. Understanding who you are, what you want to be known for, what you want to be, you know, what is your legacy that you're trying to build, and then sharing content related to that. And sharing content is, you know, it's digital, it's in person, it's through traditional media. There's a lot of different ways to share that content. Tips, being seen at the right events, knowing what's happening in your field or in the field that you're trying to go to. Engaging with the right networks. If you went to a university, your alumni network, professional networks that bring together people of your field or fields that you wish to be in, it's important to get involved with those networks and be seen at those networks. You know, talking to the right people, putting yourself on, you know, at a level where you are comfortable speaking with the influencers in your field. There's also something which I think a lot of entrepreneurs deal with, imposter syndrome. Mm. Overcoming imposter syndrome is key to developing your personal brand. One of my catchphrases is fake it till you make it. And I tell everyone that you have to believe yourself that you belong in these places. And even if you feel like, oh, you know, I work with people who have led countries. I mean, I work with former heads of state, and sometimes it's very easy to think, well, wait, who am I and what have I done? But you have to believe that you belong where you are. And once you do that, that will increase your personal brand's value.
Yeah, the imposter syndrome is a very important point. And when you were talking right now, what came to my mind was, that I can imagine that a lot of social entrepreneurs, especially when they're starting out and they want to build a personal brand, that they will come across certain fears and certain limited beliefs. So are there any other fears you saw in your customers and your clients that they had problems with, and how did they overcome them?
Yeah, I mean, fears, I think, so I think in certain cases, it's sometimes it's underselling yourself in order to get into certain networks. I've seen that in a lot of places where, you know, you as a social entrepreneur at any level, right, you want to get into certain events or you want to be included in certain initiatives, and you're willing to slash your prices or do things for free in order to get that platform. So sometimes I think that is, and that fear, you know, will not permit you to be as profitable, right? Or to not value yourself as much. The fear that you need to be in that room, you'll do whatever it takes to get in that room or to get into that network, and you undersell yourself. And I see that happen often.
And what do you think, also when it comes to personal branding, what are some don'ts, some mistakes a lot of people do?
Sure. Oh, well, some of the biggest mistakes that I see is if you're in a room with the former president or a current president, I see a lot of people will run and push to actually go and take a photo and to immediately post that, right? I see a lot of times, you know, you want to show that you're in these rooms, you want to show that you're connected, you want to show your, you know, your skills and your network and who you're with, but you don't want to fake it. And you don't want to exaggerate it. Because I see a lot of times people will say, oh, I'm working, you know, I'm working with this former president, or, you know, spoke on a panel with this person, and you're publishing that as if you're their best friend when you're really not. It's one picture. So I think like the don'ts is really, you know, be truthful to what it is that you're doing. You know, sell it correctly, you know, craft the correct messages about what you're doing, but don't share things that aren't fully true. Because then, you know, the expectation will be high for you to deliver. And if you're showing that you're, you know, you're hanging out with world leaders, but then somebody hires you to do something or expects you to have that connection and you don't, that's worse. So you want to be, you know, don't post things for the sake of posting it. You want to have quality over quantity. And remember that one bad post can destroy your reputation. One misstep, one improper photo can be the one that people remember.
Yeah, that's so true. I think honesty and transparency is very, very important, not only when it comes to personal branding, but for marketing in general, especially for social businesses. I talk about that a lot, that you shouldn't fake things that are actually not true, or pretend that you did do or know things you don't do or you don't know. So I think transparency is a very, very important thing. Another point I would love to talk a little bit more about is finding the right voice for your personal brand. You told me, like in our previous talk when we had a conversation for this podcast episode, that you help social entrepreneurs to amplify their voice. But what do you think? Is it very hard for social entrepreneurs when they want to establish their personal brand to find their right voice and to be authentic and also to put their own personality in it? And can you share some tips how you can develop your right and your own voice?
Sure. I think, you know, it's about living your life, right? Your personal brand is who you are. And, you know, there are certain parts of who you are that you want other people to know, and there are certain that you may not, right? But it's about really being intentional about who you want to be. Like, what do you want people to see of you? Like, if you're running, you know, if you're running a business that is, you're an American and you're working in Africa, you know, what do you want your audiences to know about you? And how do you live your life in a way that embodies that? So, you know, and there's also certain, you know, there's also different platforms for different parts of this the personal brand. For example, your Instagram account is going to be a lot different than your LinkedIn, right? So you need to think about the different facets of your brand and what it is that you are hoping to get from your brand. So, you know, how to amplify your voice, connecting with like-minded people. That's one. So if you're meeting people who maybe they're not passionate about the same thing as you, but they have different passions and they can respect and value what you bring to the table, they'll be able to help you to improve your brand and to get the opportunities that you want. I think finding and amplifying, you know, your voice, you need a community of support. You need a tribe who is going to be bringing you opportunities, who's going to be telling you the truth about what you're, you know, what you're posting, what you're sharing, and who's going to be, you know, helping you, and who also can see the benefit to them to amplifying your voice as a social entrepreneur. So maybe it's a mentor. Maybe you hook up with somebody who is an established entrepreneur who, in order for them to build their own brand, they want to be supporting you because they want to be showing that they're a mentor. So that's one way. And I also think it's also about trying and failing. You know, try and fail, see what works. You know, what are, again, going back to your goals, like what are you trying to get out of building your personal brand? Try things, see how it works. And if it fails, you readjust. And really it's about listening to feedback from others. In my case, I have an Instagram account, which you can follow. I have Facebook, I have LinkedIn, and I have Twitter. And each of these platforms are used for different reasons. And I've had people, when I post something that may not be, you know, maybe some people like it, some people don't, but I've had people say, hey, listen, you know, you posted this, here's what I thought about it. I didn't really like the way you said this. I would say next time you should change it. And then I listen and I change it and get better results from that. So I think it's being open to also listening.
I would love to go one step back and again, talking about how to develop and find your own personal voice. What do you think? How important is it to look at my target group when I want to develop my voice? Or should I focus more on my own personality? And how do I develop what my voice is like? Is it, for example, is it powerful or is it more passionate the way I'm talking to my audience, or more innovational? So how can I define the criteria of my voice and my messages? Can you give some tips on this?
Sure. Well, I think there's something to be that you should distinguish. You know, there's going to be your audience as a social entrepreneur, the people who listen to you, the people who want to, you know, who are going to share your posts, who are going to like your things, who are going to follow you. And then there are the people who are the decision makers who are going to help you monetize that brand. So there's two different things to think about here. So you need to think about, like, what is the audience that you want to build? Like, if you are, you know, let's say you're a social entrepreneur and you're based in Kenya and you're making cook stoves, right? Mm. Well, who's your audience? Who's going to be looking up to you, right? Let's say you're a woman. You know, it's going to be young girls from Kenya. It's going to be entrepreneurs from across Africa. Like, maybe those are going to be the people who are interested in hearing what you have to say. But the people who are going to hire you to go and do work to monetize that brand will need to hear different things. So thinking about where the platforms are, that you, you know, that you can get what you need out of it. Some people, it really is about that audience. That audience is what needs to be focused on. Some people who are trying to monetize their brand, you may need to build that audience while also creating a voice for different decision makers, whether it's donors, conference organizers, you know, media professionals, all of that. And then how to decide is, like, again, looking at which platform you're using. Your Instagram, for example, is going to be a lot different than the people who are reading your LinkedIn blog, right? They're going to be different people on each platform. So I think remaining true to yourself, again, knowing what your goals, you know, your goals are, and remaining true to them, and just knowing which platforms are used for what.
Yeah, you just mentioned the platforms. So how do you choose the right platform for your personal branding and for your messages and sharing your voice?
So, okay, in my experience, the way I distinguish is LinkedIn is really for when you are looking for professional opportunities. You want a consultancy that's going to build your personal brand. You want to look for maybe investors who want to invest in your business. LinkedIn is for that. Instagram, for me, is more about building the personality piece. So yes, you'll be sharing professional things as well, but that's really where you can show a bit more about who you are as a person. If you love yoga, if you love food and going to restaurants, Instagram is the place to put that. And people can go when they want to see who you are as a person. Facebook is more of a mixed bag, because some people tend to use that only to stay in touch with friends. Other people are growing that. So I think that really depends on your own personal choice, how you feel about your Facebook. And then Twitter is a place where you want to be showing that you know the news that's going on that's related to your field. So, you know, you're using that to show, like, okay, I know what, for example, I know what's going on with the elections in Nigeria, and I'm retweeting things from the influencers there. I know what's happening in Malawi. I know what's happening in the, you know, in at the UN headquarters, all of that. That's much more fast paced. It really just depends on the goals, right? Going back to what it is you want. If you want to be making money and you want to get more experiences professionally, you should focus on your LinkedIn. Now, if you're trying to, you know, show off your personality, get some new followers, get some new speaking engagements based off of your personality, Instagram is a place to go.
One thing that is on my mind as well that I'm curious about is, do you see any differences on how entrepreneurs from the African continent and from the United States develop personal branding? And also, like, are there differences on how they understand how important it is for entrepreneurship?
Well, I think in different contexts in Africa, there's different ecosystems for social entrepreneurship in general. So a place like Ghana, for example, where the entrepreneurship ecosystem is highly developed, there's a lot more emphasis on the branding piece. So I see a lot of Ghanaian entrepreneurs with awesome personal brands. You know, when you want to go to Ghana and you want a speaker in tech, there's people that immediately come to mind because they have very polished Facebooks and Twitters. I've met lots of people on these social networks because of that. But then there are other contexts on the continent, maybe where digital communication skills aren't as developed, or the entrepreneurship ecosystem as well isn't as developed, and they would not have the same understanding of personal branding. I think in the US, I think entrepreneurs in the US, it's also a cultural thing. I think that in the US, we are, you know, we're told from a young age that we should be, you know, sharing our successes and telling everybody about ourselves. In certain contexts that I've worked on the continent, it's a little bit more challenging to have people talk about themselves. It's definitely a cultural difference. I think those norms are changing as the world globalizes, but I've definitely found that, you know, for example, even with my co-founder, Taib, like he's very much less of a sharing person. He's not posting on Facebook every day. That's not part of, you know, of who he is as a person. Whereas me, I am. However, like his personal brand is very strong because people know him for what he does. So I think it really just depends on the culture and also on the personalities.
Yeah, that's right. You just mentioned that, for example, in Ghana, you saw some very strong personal brands or entrepreneurs with strong personal brands. Can you give some practical examples of social entrepreneurs that have a very strong brand?
Sure, yeah. Well, one who is truly amazing is Afua Ose, and she is the founder of She Leads Africa, which is a media company. She's Ghanaian, but she's based in Nigeria, and she also teaches personal branding as well mostly to women. And she has really done a great job with building her following on Instagram. You should go follow her. building her following on Instagram, you know, showing who she is as a person. Like she's somebody that just based off of her Instagram, I know I want to be her friend. So she's built her audience, but at the same time, she's done a great job with connecting with those decision makers so that she's getting the speaking engagements and driving the attention to her personal brand and her company. So she's definitely one you should follow. The other you should follow is Saran Kaba-Jones, and she is the founder of Face Africa, which is a nonprofit based in Boston, but working across Liberia, installing water and sanitation programs. And I'm actually, this weekend is their big fundraising and advocacy event, which I'm a part of, called the Wash Gala. So she has done also a beautiful job with her Instagram. She is showing what it truly is to be a social entrepreneur, a mom, a friend, and she's really able to communicate that through her social media channels, which is amazing. So those two are who I would highlight.
Yeah, thank you very much for sharing. I will tag it in the show notes so that everyone who's listening right now can also follow those two women.
Great.
Do you have some advices for people who want to dig deeper on that topic of personal branding? Can you recommend some podcasts, some books you read, tools that helped you, that you are using, anything that might help?
You know, honestly, I listen to other entrepreneurs' podcasts. You know, I've listened to the How I Built This podcast and others, you know, more entrepreneurship focused. There's one podcast that I've been listening to lately by Lovie Ajayi called Rants and Randomness. And I love that one because she's just very authentic. And she talks about the issues that she cares about. She interviews the people she wants to interview and really gets me thinking about personal branding. And, you know, she's really living her, you know, her personal brand through her work. And honestly, I think because I've just read Michelle Obama's book, I'm just going to recommend that everybody else reads that, because that story in and of itself just really shows for me, it's like about living your life and taking things step by step and then coming, you know, from the bigger perspective and looking at how everything connects to make you who you are. And Michelle Obama's book really did that for me.
Yeah, I will also take those in the show notes as well. Thank you. And what I love to do in the end is asking my guests for a small call to action, like an easy step that the listeners can implement right away that might help them to get started or get better with their personal brand. Do you have anything on your mind that you would like to share?
Sure. I think number one is just get out there. Attend an event that is relevant to what you do or what you want to be doing or the types of people who you want to meet. You know, I feel like I'm lucky that, you know, I've never been shy. Like, networking has never felt like a task for me, but I know that for others it really is. Like, to get out and go to a place where you have to be forced to meet people is challenging, but do it. So that's one call to action. Get out there. Mm-hmm. Number two, organize your photos. Organize your articles. Organize all of the content that is relevant to some of the things that you've done. If you've written a report for a job in the past, maybe you worked at a nonprofit and part of your task was to develop the annual report, whatever that may be, all of the content, all of the things that you've done, all of the achievements, especially when there are links to them, organize them. Sure. So it's an annoying task that takes time, but that's like easy to implement. Like, sit in front of the TV, you know, take your afternoon and go through all of your digital content and organize it. Because once you do that, then that is, you know, that's your social media content. That's your newsletter content. Like, that's things that you can recycle in order to kind of build that brand. And yeah, I guess the third thing I would say is, you know, talk to people and get critical feedback. It's also very hard and uncomfortable to do, but make sure that you have people that you can reach out to who will give you honest feedback. And if you have those people, set up a call with them and get some. If you do not have those people, you should be going out to these events, going in, tapping into your network to find those people.
That were some amazing call to actions. Thank you very much. Very helpful. And yeah, I'm very grateful that you were a guest on my episode today. Thank you very much for sharing those advice and tips and your knowledge. I learned a lot from it and I really appreciate it. But if you want to share some final words, feel free to do it.
Sure. Yeah, I'm really happy to have joined. I'm really excited to get to know you. And I'm also very excited to get to know some of your listeners. Please get in touch. My website is www.liz-grossman.com. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on, you know, all that I've said. So Liz Grossman 87 is my handle. And my company, Baobab Consulting, as well. We are very excited to work with social entrepreneurs from around the world who would like to, you know, to improve their brand and to get heard. So please don't hesitate to reach out.
Yeah. Thank you a lot. I will tag all those links and resources you mentioned in the show notes. And yeah, to all the listeners that were tuning in today, to today's episode, thank you very much for being here and for listening to this podcast. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me or also to Liz if you have any questions left. And I wish you all a great day.